This is Hassan HSS AN status AAD dictating for Dr. Maher. Elder date of service is January 22nd, 2013. Patient's name is Shirley, S H I R L E Y. Last name is Taylor, T A Y L O R. Date of birth is 08/27/1944. Primary care physician is Harvey, H A R V E Y, Zieger, Z I E G E R. D.O. The address is 28350 Gratiot Avenue, Michigan. That's Detroit, Michigan. 48214. Phone number is 313-331-2727. Fax number is 313-827-8070. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Taylor today, who you know well as a very present, pleasant 68-year-old African-American lady with a past medical history, significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, bronchoasthma, and rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is a status post left heart catheterization, which was done on June of 2012. That showed a moderate two-vessel disease of the RCA and LAD. She presents in our cardiology clinic today for follow-up of test results. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient complains of lower extremity edema and pain. Patient states that she's been having pustular edema of her lower extremities, more prominent in the right calf. Patient states that she has a lower extremity claudication at rest and while walking. Patient also states that she had a episode of chest pain a few days ago that was sharp in nature on her and radiated to her left shoulder. Patient states that she recently had a URI and was prescribed doxycycline by her primary care provider. She also complains of episodes of shortness of breath and paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea.
No, they're not. We're not doing that. There's the, I saw the machine in gear bone.
She denies any color changes to her lower extremities. She denies any lightheadedness, dizziness, or vertigo. She denies any syncope or presyncopal attacks or any sudden loss of consciousness. Patient states that she follows up with her primary care physician regularly and she's compliant to all her medications. Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, hyperlipidemia, number three, diabetes mellitus, number four, bronchoasthma, number five, rheumatoid arthritis, number six, non-obstructive coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization in 2012. Next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, family history, significant for hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, social history, patient has a 30-plus year history of smoking. She quit about 15 years ago. She, at the time, she used to smoke about a half pack a day. Patient denies any alcohol or illicit drug use. Next paragraph, allergies. A patient has no known drug allergies. Next. Paragraph, current medications. Please copy current medication list from cardiology consult note on November 27, 2012, numbers 1 through 19. In addition, please add prednisone 20 milligrams once daily and doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 137/85, pulse is 86. Again, pulse is 86. Weight was 168 pounds. Height is 5 feet 1 inches tall. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. In addition, please add on extremities exam plus one pitting edema bilaterally and lower extremity pain. In addition, lower extremity edema pustules noted on physical exam. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, segmental ABI done on January 11, 2013 shows ABI of 0.95 on the right and an ABI of 0.92 on the left. The impression of the ABI is abnormal. Next. Number.
Does he have no history of CVA or TIA, right?
No.
His INR is high, right?
Laboratory tests done on January 28, 2012. CBC shows WBC count of 9.9, RBC's 4.68, hemoglobin's 14.4, hematocrit 44.5, MCV 95.1. RDW is 16.0. Platelets equal 289. Glucose equals 110. BUN is 14, creatinine is 0.5. Next number. Please copy paste from Cardiology Clinic Note on November 27, 2012, page 3, the diagnostic investigations, including left heart catheterization. Next is carotid report. Please copy paste. Next is EKG. Please copy paste. Next is Holter monitor. Please copy paste. Next is 2D echo. Please copy paste. And then continuing on to page 4, please copy paste stress test. Please include all those mentioned in the diagnostic investigations. Next. Paragraph. Number, next paragraph is assessment and plan. Number one, hypertension. Patient has a known history of hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure was 137 over 85. Which is slightly beyond optimal range. On her previous visit, her blood pressure was 180 over 101. Since then, we have increased her Norvasc from 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams once daily, and also metoprolol from 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams twice daily. Due to her rise in pulse rate on her last visit of 94 beats per minute. In addition, we've asked her to continue to monitor her blood pressure at home and to bring her records on the next follow-up visit for better assessment. Meanwhile, she has been instructed to adhere to a strict low salt and low fat diet. Next number, coronary artery disease. Patient has a significant history of coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization done in June of 2012 that showed moderate to vessel disease in the RCA and LAD with no intervention. On today's visit, she states that she was experiencing some mild chest pains a few days ago. At this time, her blood pressure has been controlled
physical examination.
With a significant amount of medications. However, she continues to have a history of high blood pressure, which may be the cause of her angina symptoms. On today's visit, we recommend the patient an EECP due to ischemic cardiomyopathy. In addition, she has a history of abnormal echo. Along with an abnormal left heart catheterization. We will reassess the patient on her next follow-up visit after implementation of the EECP and assess the progression of her symptoms. Meanwhile, she's instructed to continue on the same medical regimen. And a follow-up with the primary care physician. Next number, lower extremity painful edema. On today's visit, the patient complains of lower extremity edema that has been present for the past several weeks. Patient states that the edema is painful. Since last visit, we have assessed her lower extremity edema with an ABI, which came back abnormal, showed a right ABI of 0.95 and a left ABI of 0.92. At this time, we have recommended a venous plethysmography, PLETHSMOGRAPHY, to assess her edema. We will follow up with the patient on her next visit to go over the results of this test. Next number, lower extremity claudication. On today's visit, the patient complains of a frequent episodes of lower extremity claudication that occur at rest and while walking. Patient states that she's had painful episodes that are more severe on the right than the left. Her most recent ABI done on January 11th of 2013 was abnormal, showing a right ABI of 0.95 and a left ABI of 0.92. At this time, we recommend for her to obtain an arterial ultrasound of the lower extremities bilaterally for to better aid in the localization of the stenosis. Because the patient's significant history of lower extremity claudication and pain, we have also scheduled her for a peripheral angiography of the right leg via left groin, scheduled for February 27th. We will follow up with the patient after the PA to assess results of these tests. At this, in addition, at this time, she was advised to have frequent leg elevations at least 3 times a day, and she was also prescribed compression stockings that she has been advised to adhere to. We will continue to follow up the patient regarding these symptoms, manage her accordingly. Next paragraph. Diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic. She, her most recent laboratory results showed a glucose of 110, a BUN of 14, and a creatinine of 0.5. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding glycemic control and the target hemoglobin HbA1c of less than 6.5. Next number is shortness of breath. Patient has been complaining of shortness of breath upon middle to moderate activity. The patient has a known history of non-obstructive coronary artery disease, which is with preserved left ventricular systolic function. At this time, we recommend the patient obtain a 2D echocardiograph in order to rule out any cardiologic causes of her shortness of breath or dyspnea on exertion. We will follow up with the patient when these results return. In the meantime, we've recommended for her to continue to follow up with her primary care physician. Next number, bronchial asthma.
What other plug? Anybody take? It was 2 plugs this morning here.
Patient has a known history of bronchial asthma. On today's visit, she does complain of episodes of shortness of breath. At this time, we have recommended for her to have a DLCO to better assess her pulmonary function for her complaints of dyspnea and shortness of breath. We will follow up with this patient on the follow-up visit to go over these results with her. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis. The patient is recently started on Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L injection, and she uses Vicodin for temporary pain relief. She is to follow up with primary care physician and rheumatologist following this regard. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Taylor. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns at any time. We will see her in our clinic in 1 month or sooner if necessary. Meanwhile, she's instructed to continue to see her primary care physician regarding continuity of her health care. Next paragraph, sincerely, Hassan HS, SAN, SAD, SAAD. Medical student dictating for Dr. Maher Elder with all board certifications. This is under dictation.